Here's the thing, though, that's different now than years past.
What's that?
They've created an environment. I give the NFL a lot of credit for this. They've created it to be where you want to watch it instead of, I couldn't watch it, but you know, I would check my phone. In years past, you say, oh, he went first, he went third, he went 22nd. Now, they've created an environment where you want to see Johnny Manziel walk up to the stage. You want to see what his song is going to be. He did his, where he rubs his fingers, tips of his fingers together like a money sign. Yep. I mean, you want to see those things.
Sure.
I don't know if next year there's going to be the same kind of compelling, polarizing guys. Jameis Winston's probably going to come out. If he goes in the first couple picks, are people going to turn it off? That's my question. A lot of folks wanted to see Manziel walk up to the stage and give Goodell a hug and a kiss on the lips. That didn't happen, but sure would have been some great TV, wouldn't it?
Well, here's how I know it was compelling. My wife watched it, and she wouldn't.
But what did she want to see?
She wanted to see Manziel get picked.
Exactly. And if he got picked fifth,
and she fell asleep, unfortunately, before he got picked.
But if he got picked by Jacksonville.
Or if he got picked by Cleveland the first time around.
If he got picked by Cleveland the first time around. Exactly.
Well, I don't know what was more unlikely, the fact that Cleveland would pass on him the first time or that they would be able to get him at 22 after trading back up.
That's pretty interesting that he was around for them again.
Yeah. I was surprised, honestly. I thought he would be so much fun to play in Chip Kelly's offense. I was surprised that Philly traded that pick to Cleveland. Knowing, I assume, that the, you know, I guess they had to assume that they were going to get Johnny Manziel. And then there was also talk that at Kansas City, if he was available at 23, Kansas City would have taken him. So was my favorite Philly fan wanting to have Manziel last night? He didn't
want him. Philly didn't want him? Listen, Chip Kelly is a great coach. He's going to get that team in the right direction, for sure. What are the playoffs this year? Other than that, I do have a list of what everybody walked up to last night.
Okay.
At some point in the show, we can get into that, the different songs and whatnot.
Yeah, let's play. How did it sound last night? I mean, it was not a big surprise. Apparently, it was to him. He wasn't 100% convinced he would go number one. Jadeveon Clowney, as expected by most. Matty T, I know you got the announcement.
With the first pick in the 2014 NFL Draft, the Houston Texans select Jadeveon Clowney, defensive end, South Carolina.
Take it in, but don't look down.
I'm on top of the world.
That's not his song.
Is that the song from The Lion King?
Is that Lion King?
That's not his song. I thought he walked out to The Man.
This is the song they played.
He just passed it. Yeah, he's listed as The Man, but apparently he didn't go with that. Yeah, he had the Aloe Black song, but he did not walk out to that, I guess. So I did hear that song last night, maybe in the bumpers they played it, yeah. All right, well, let's hear from the overall first draft choice, because they asked him specifically, when did you know?
When did you really know you're going to be it? Did
just
anybody
now.
Smoke screen? Come on.
Just now.
Really? Yeah. They smoke screen you?
Man, that's been so much scrutiny against me, man. I was like, man, I'm better than what they're saying, you know, but I'm just ready to go ahead and prove it, man. I'm ready to get to work. I just want to prove a lot of people wrong, man.
Nobody has any question that he's talented. I don't know that there's been a lot of criticism other than his willingness to work, and that's something that's not going to prove itself out until he gets in camp and can show everybody that he's willing to work hard. I mean, it's easy to make the case he's the most talented guy in the draft. I actually think that Sammy Watkins is the most special player in the draft, and I don't know how that's going to work out for him in Buffalo, but I thought I was a little surprised. I guess I wasn't surprised he went there. I thought he might go to Jacksonville. Jacksonville surprised me by taking Blake Bortles. For him, it's great. I mean, he's right down the road. It's a good fit, and for them, they've got basically a hometown, not quite a hometown, but close enough guy. And he's got a lot of upside. He's a big-bodied quarterback, and you got to think he's, you know, with what he did this year, he's got some he could have some long-term success. So we'll see. But here's Blake Bortles talking about staying home.
Can't even explain it. I saw it. The phone rang. I hit and said, "Serious?" And he said, "Answer it." And I said, "All right."
So, you needed somebody to tell you to answer it?
Yeah.
The problem is, because you're from down there,
it could have been a friend
one
calling.
One of your knucklehead friends messing with you, right?
I know a lot of people from Jacksonville.
That's pretty funny. I guess you never think about that. If you get a call from there, you could think it was somebody that you know. But and as far as Manziel goes, I know we've got the announcement, and then you can go ahead and play all those clips from him, too, talking about. And I thought, honestly, you know, he looked uncomfortable. I thought he did as good as he could do. I mean, and I think everybody had the same thought. Is that guy going to go to the bathroom? He drank about 17 bottles of water sitting over there waiting. But let's play the pick, Matt, and then jump right into the sound bites from him. But, again, I thought he really handled things like a pro last night. It was all upside. It was all positive. It was all, he wasn't, you know, hating on the people that passed on him. He didn't seem disappointed the fact that he went third from his own team. There were two other guys from A&M that went ahead of him. I got to give the guy a lot of credit. I thought he did a great job.
The Philadelphia Eagles have traded the 22nd pick to the Cleveland Browns. With the 22nd pick in the 2014 NFL draft, the Cleveland Browns select Johnny Manziel, quarterback, Texas A&M.
I mean, anything could happen. I knew there was countless possibilities, and you never know what's going to happen in a draft, especially this year that everybody knew going into it there was a lot of uncertainty and a lot of questions. And for me, I didn't have really any expectations. I knew there were some teams that liked me that I felt good about, but Cleveland was definitely one of them.
I just told them good luck. It was their time then. It's my time now, obviously. But for them, Mike and Jake going back-to-back, man, I couldn't have smiled any bigger, couldn't have had more joy in my heart than when they went. So for me, those are my brothers forever. And I'm very excited that they went when they did and couldn't be prouder of them. I felt a lot of excitement in the building. Man, I'm going to bring a lot of excitement wherever I go. And I want to win. That's the main thing. And I think with the coaching staff that they brought in to Cleveland, I think there's a good possibility for that. So, like for me, it's just going and work really hard and try and establish myself and get better as a football player.
Well, most people were shocked that the Browns went with Justin Gilbert, a cornerback out of Oklahoma State. I honestly thought I would have taken I'm not a draft expert, but I really love the kid after watching him play at Michigan State, the defensive back that went later in the first round, Denard, that ended up with the Bengals on the 24th pick. I thought that was a steal. I think he's a physical guy. He could play a little safety, too. I mean, I really like the way he plays after watching him play in the Big Ten Championship game and the bowl game. He's just a monster. I love that kid.
The most bizarre story that came out of last night to me, Matt, I just emailed it to you. I don't know if you had it, but I saw it late last night. Did you see Sal
Palantonio?
Palantonio, he goes on air and tells this story about how the Browns ended up selecting Johnny Manziel. And apparently they had some analytical study done on quarterbacks.
I heard they spent $100,000 on it.
$100,000 on this guy. As Sal Pal, Matt, I don't know if you can get it.
Maybe yeah, I'm grabbing it right now.
He says, as some executives for the Browns are walking down the street, they happen to stumble upon this homeless guy. Homeless guy looks up at him and says, "Draft Johnny Manziel."
I heard this
story. And that's like his last breath, and the guy like falls over and is like dead now. And then that's like what they needed for them to be convinced to draft Johnny Manziel.
Yeah, I don't know if I buy that either.
But be you, Cleveland.
I didn't hear that it was a homeless guy, but I heard that there was a fan that had told him to get Manziel, and that was like the final thing for
draft
him.
Draft Johnny Manziel.
They did spend $100,000. This is according to Jason Lockenforta of CBS Sports. An analytical study on quarterback. This is as crazy as like an AD hiring a search committee to hire their next coach. It just makes me laugh. It's like that's what you do. Commissioned by former team president Joe Banner at a cost of more than $100,000, concluded that Louisville's Teddy Bridgewater will have the best success rate of the 2014 quarterback class. By the way, he snuck in the first round at the very end. So despite the fact that that's the information they got, and they decided to go a different way. So he wasted $100,000.
How do we do that?
How much money do you have if you're throwing $100,000 down the drain? It's like, okay, let's spend $100,000 and see what they say. Oh, that's what they said. We don't like that. Give me the Manziel anyway.
Yeah, if I'm the owner, I'm firing somebody.
That's just
stupid.
Spend
all this money and they tell you what the answer is. Go take them and you don't.
It is interesting that Cleveland is the talk of the draft after the movie comes out, the draft about Cleveland.
Is that how they do it? Did they ask homeless people who they should draft in the movie?
Life imitating art? I don't think so. I think they asked Kevin Costner's hairstylist in the movie.
I'll tell you this really quick story. Jimmy Haslam, the owner of the team, I spent about 30 minutes in his office today, and we talked a lot about football, and he said, you know what? I can go out to dinner anywhere in Tennessee, and nobody bothers me. That's his home state. But he said, here in Cleveland, everywhere I go, people know me, and I was out to dinner recently, and a homeless person was out on the street, looked up at me, and said, draft Manziel, just like that. And that convinced them that the Cleveland Browns fans wanted Manziel. Boomer.
It's a great story. I don't know how accurate it is.
Manziel. Oh.
He didn't say he died.
Just add to the story.
Well, it would be
add
great.
Add to the story.
That would
His
add.
Last dying words Draft to the Manziel. Owner of the Browns. Draft Manziel.
They need to find that homeless guy. Okay, a couple other things here quick.
What if it was Johnny's father dressed up?
That would be funny. Cowboys owner Jerry Jones, and again, it was so funny following the action on Twitter. Twitter was spectacular last night. But everybody was expecting Twitter to explode or break yesterday if, in fact, the Cowboys. And when they got to it, there was so much activity. But if they had actually picked him, it would have been nuts. They did the more it's not sexy, but they did probably the more responsible thing. A lot of people wanted to see him draft defense, and that's what they were saying on the set. They're like, look, they need a defensive guy. They cannot go, you know, as intriguing as Manziel might be, you got to draft defense. Well, they not only didn't get Manziel, they didn't draft defense. They drafted another offensive lineman. So, and I know I saw some Titans fans who were upset with their offensive lineman pick in the first round as well. But Jerry Jones had to be at least thinking about it. Here are his thoughts about not taking Johnny Football.
We're strong at the quarterback position in our minds. The fact that Martin was there mitigated any consideration or a lot of thinking about whether or not you ought to go with Johnny. Romo's by contract as well as by commitment, certainly the quarterback for the Cowboys for several years to come. That was going through our minds from the get-go. That's why we just didn't spend a lot of time at all in this draft considering Manziel.
There you go. So that's from the man himself.
He's made that tough decision. I'm surprised because Romo is a guy that, what, did he just have back surgery?
Yep.
I know he signed that huge contract.
Yep.
I think it benefits a lot of quarterbacks to be able to sit back and learn the system and learn the life, the NFL lifestyle. There's not too many quarterbacks as talented as they are. And you talk Cam Newton. I know RG3 had a good rookie season. Stumbled his sophomore season, but
I don't know. You know, it's
here's another thing too. Did you hear the Mallett talk? Mallett possibly would be traded to Houston.
That's exactly where I was headed. It is,
which would have been good.
Well, there are a lot of places. Well, it's not over. I mean, look, today's another day. I mean, and let's be honest, there's nobody on the board that is a better bet than Ryan Mallett. And the thing is, too, the big discussion I heard this morning on ESPN was. Carr is the guy they've got rated the highest, but because of the train wreck that his brother was, they can't draft another Carr and bring him to Houston and have it, you know, people, you know, respond in a positive way. Look, the safest and best thing they can do if they can finagle the right deal or close to the right deal, if they have to give up a little more than they want outside of giving up Clowney, is to get Mallett to down there. I mean, he's got familiarity with O'Brien. You know he's ready. And the thing is, too, any questions you had about his behavior are out the window because the guy's had all kinds of downtime to go get in trouble in New England and has been able to keep his nose clean, learn from one of the great quarterbacks in the history of the world, some people might say the best one ever, and certainly one of the best head coaches ever to coach in the NFL. So, I mean, to me, you got a guy that should come in starter ready. There's nobody left on the board for sure that you're going to be able to get that should be more ready to roll than Mallett at this point.
You know what it is now? It's a staring contest because the Patriots obviously want some. I had heard that a third rounder was thrown out there, and I think the Patriots wanted something better than a third rounder.
Yeah.
Here's the deal, though, with that. The Patriots need to do something with Mallett because they're probably not going to re-sign him next year. So they're going to lose him at the end of next year for nothing if they don't trade him for something now, and you've got the draft right here. So it's a staring contest.
Here's my take.
What are they going to end up getting? If Houston says third round period, that's it, and they're stuck doing that, they may have to for a third round.
I don't think so. Here's my thing, and I know this is not, again, I'm not an NFL analyst. I don't understand what's what. You can't show me too many, if any, guys that are more valuable than a starting quarterback, and certainly not a guy that's got the background that he does and the arm strength and all the upside. I think it'd be worth it to give the first pick in today's second round for Ryan Mallett. But that's me. Maybe I'm crazy, and maybe he'll fail. Maybe he's so immobile, maybe he'll struggle. But I've seen some other guys who ain't exactly fleet of foot do awfully well because of the arm strength and the understanding of the game.
I think at this point, Houston is willing to stare down the Patriots. And Bill O'Brien knows Belichick well and maybe what he'll do and how far he can push him to get Mallett maybe for a third rounder and not that second rounder. I think at this point, though, the way you look at it, you have Bill O'Brien, who knows Mallett so well, of course, you don't have a lot of tape on Mallett. You don't have a lot of game film on him.
Sure.
That's what you don't have. So there is a question mark on Mallett and how he'll perform as a starter.
Pat, the Falcons and the Texans are the same team. They're two teams that had so much coming back, high expectations, and they fell flat on their face last season. This is not a team devoid of talent. So it's not like they need a million things to be competitive again. They need to be healthy. And they've already got a bookend to go with their other outstanding defensive end, who's an all-pro guy. So you've got all the pieces pretty much of the puzzle, and you can get the rest of it done, I would think, in either free agency or in the rest of the draft. I think giving up a second-round pick, if you can get a what could be a franchise quarterback at this position, you're pretty well ready to roll. I mean, those teams are in good shape, both of those teams.
You know what, Justin? We've always wondered and thought how Mallett's doing it in New England. How much has he learned? How much has he grown?
If he hasn't grown and hasn't learned, he wouldn't still be there.
Well, no, but here's what I'm saying. Now we got a guy in Bill O'Brien, the head coach of the Texans, who worked with, he was the offensive coordinator for the Patriots with Mallett.
Right.
We'll get a chance now to see just how far Mallett has come, because if now Bill O'Brien is willing to give up a second rounder or a lot to get Mallett, that's just going to let us know how far Mallett's come. If he's not willing to give that up and willing to pass on some kind of a trade with Mallett, maybe that shows another side of it, what he does think of Mallett. So without saying anything, just with doing what they're willing to give up, will give us an idea of really where Mallett is right now.
I could see them say, hey, let's swap our second-round pick for your second-round pick, and you give us Mallett. Because, I mean, you're talking about a significant gap in the picks. What number does New England pick today? Same position, I assume.
Third, fourth to the last. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, they're 20. Way down. They're 29th, so they'll pick 29th in the second round today, I assume, unless they had some other deal finagled. And certainly New England's done great in the draft, so they may have a pick earlier, and then I'd have to look through and see where they are
today.
So
flip the script and Mallett?
Yeah, flip the script and Mallett. To me, that would be a heck of a deal. I mean, you're getting to move up 28 spots. And you could get a significantly better player in that position.
Can you throw in somebody to take top off the defense for me?
And maybe you give him like a seventh-round pick or something too. I don't know, but we'll see. Freddie says on Twitter, I'd like to see Mallett go to the Vikings. I think that would be fun for him too, and certainly we would because he's got some former Arkansas receivers to throw to there as well. We'll take a call here in a second. Sterling, hang on. I'll get to you before we take the break. We are at Mayflower RV in Sherwood, Arkansas, 8830 Landers Road. They've got service specials, part specials, and look, if you're looking for an RV, they got all kinds of deals, and we'll get some of the guys on at some point to talk here, maybe after the break. Helping neighbors get back to normal as soon and comfortably as possible. If you lost your home due to recent tornadoes, Mayflower RV offering a special rent-to-own program on RVs. Use your insurance per diem so you and your family and even your pet can have a comfortable place to stay while you rebuild. This is a great idea that we can be on your home site.
That's right.
And you can kick it in the RV. Some per diems are $200 a day. That's $6,000 a month. And in 6 months, you could have your own RV. So it's basically a rent-to-own, and you can live on your property while they're building your house. So that way you can go, hey, concrete guy, I see you over there sitting. Let's go. Chop, chop. I got to get back in my house.
Man, you're all business these days. It's business.
I'm just saying, if I'm living on my home site, I guarantee the construction process will go a bit faster,
don't you think? See how cool those RVs are out there?
Bro, I went to this one back here. It's got leather seats and a couch. It's got a fold-out couch. It's got a beautiful, like, king or queen-size bed.
Stove.
Bathroom. Gas stove. I assume propane. Yeah, it's got, like, granite.
Microwave. Oh, freezer. Fridge.
Yes, it's ridiculous. Really all kinds of closet shop space. There's as much closet space in there as there is in my old house, which tells me something. I need to get a new house.
There's enough space in there. You can jump up on top of the bed.
I'm telling you, Maddox has been on me for I cannot tell you. I want an RV. I want an RV. I want a camper.
He can't even drive yet. What's he going on an RV?
He wants us to buy one. I'm like, bro.
That'd be fun.
Well, I showed him my check, and then he understood why.
You'd be like Clark W. Griswold driving cross-country to Wally World.
Yeah, he's like,
the smell from the back seat. Whew.
I said, he's like, what do they cost, like $100? I'm like, no, son.
Good talk.
A little more than that. A little more than that.
Good talk, son. She's a swimming waitress. Good talk.
MayflowerRV.com is the website. MayflowerRV.com is the website. So if Danny or John will come on, we'll get him on after the break. Let me get Sterling in here before the break.
Speaking of Sterling.
Sterling, how'd you feel about the Cowboys passing on Manziel, and how do you like their offensive line pick?
I think it was a great pick. He's a solid lineman. He's going to be a 12-year pro. Probably going to be a pro bowler. Probably an all pro. They're building that lineup. Hey. Build your team inside out. Like they got Smith a few years ago. He's just 23 years old. Frederick, people think they reached on him, but if you think he's the best player, why take a chance on hoping that he'll be around and later around for you when you got him graded high? And you saw he came in and started as a rookie at center, caught in the check, had the line of scrimmage, played great, all-rookie player, and now you got this cat. They built, hey, that's how they won in the 90s with the line. That's why Emmitt Smith is so underrated as a running back, because all they want to say is, look at that line he had. And then you draft potential all-pro linemen. and people want to, oh, that's a bad pick. They should have took the slightly built, exciting, throw off his back foot quarterback. I mean, that's crazy. He made a good pick. Jerry did a good thing. And I don't care about anybody but any Cowboy fan that knocks that pick.
The only
ain't doing their homework.
Some people were concerned that maybe they should have taken defense, and that was the criticism of the guys on the panel last night on ESPN. I will say this, CBSSports.com has him as a B+, so they like the pick. And they also have my man, Ha-Ha Clinton Dix, going to the Packers as an A pick. So I'm thrilled with the fact that they got a safety. I'm glad they drafted defense. But, you know, I don't know, that was the only surprise. I think a lot of people expected them to draft defense. And I think most people understood.
If you got that guy graded higher, than the defensive player, you take the pick. And you need help on the line, too. I mean, like, it ain't like they stacked on the offensive line, either. So, I mean...
Well, I think most people felt like that kid would be around in the second round, though.
Well,
I don't know.
We'll see.
Yep, we will. I'm glad you're thrilled about it, though, because Cowboys fans have not had a lot to be happy about lately. And, you know, I love you, Sterling, so...
All right, you have a great day, my man.
I root for you at least during football season, not during baseball season, because, you know, I do not like the Cardinals.
Wow, but, Sterling.
Yeah.
How about
I can't believe
how excited he is. Sterling.
What do you do now?
He's still getting recorded.
Oh, no.
I mean, I take advantage of the old guy. Although this one, I guarantee you, there was another recording that